Hey, know-it-all. Are you smarter than Andy Summers? Prove it.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU, and it is time for Are You Smarter Than Andy from Willow Grove. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So, Nicole, here is the deal. I've got five questions all ready to go for you. Andy's out of the studio. Once she is done answering these questions, or you're done answering these questions, I do this every day. How do I screw it up today? Not a good sign, Nicole. We'll bring Andy back in. We'll give her the same five questions. You do have to get more right to be smarter than Andy. So, Nicole, here we go with question one. A human heart has how many chambers?
Four.
Question two. Which came first, Keith Urban or the Flyers' first Stanley Cup win?
Oh, gosh. The Flyers.
Question three, what animal is featured on the Lamborghini logo? You want to go look in your garage?
I don't know. Lamborghini.
Yeah. Give us some animal. Who do you think would be on the logo?
Like a leopard.
All right. Question four. Not a bad guess. Question four. This is multiple choice. Twinkle Kavanaugh, is she an Alabama politician? Is she an Instagram model? Or is she an award-winning show horse?
What was the name?
Twinkle Kavanaugh. Is she an Alabama politician, an Instagram model, or an award-winning show horse?
Oh.
What do you think of her?
The Instagram model.
All right. And question five, the point for this goes to whoever gets closest to the right answer. How tall is the tallest tree in the world?
20 feet tall? That wasn't good.
Guess again, Nicole.
Can I guess again? 100
feet. Okay, that's a lot better
that's
than
horrible, too.
Okay, wait. Okay, make another guess, Nicole.
Okay,
hurry up, Andy's coming. Hurry up, make another guess real quick.
1 mile long.
What? Okay. Good Lord.
On the other end of this.
Donnie says, we'll go with your second guess.
Wait a minute.
Oh, hi, Andy. Welcome. Say hi to Nicole.
I only get one guess. Hi, Nicole.
Yes, you do.
Hi.
All right.
Two guests, Nicole. She already has a nickname.
Should be three guests, Nicole.
Question
one, Andy. A human heart has how many chambers?
Four chambers, Dave.
That is correct, as Nicole also knew. We are tied at one. Question two, which came first?
Chicken. Because God didn't lay eggs.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
That's good, but that's not the question. Which came first, Keith Urban or the Flyers' first Stanley Cup win?
Keith Urban.
Nicole's guess was the Flyers who won their first Stanley Cup. Nicole, you may be right. I haven't given the answer yet.
I have a bad feeling.
Flyers won their first Stanley Cup in the 1974 season. Keith Urban was born in 67.
Yeah.
So, yes, Keith Urban. Question three. What animal is featured on the Lamborghini logo?
Oh, I definitely got this wrong.
That's the positive attitude, Nicole. But your guess was good.
It's a bull. The Lamborghini has a bull on the...
It has a snorting bull, yes. Nicole guessed a leopard.
That's a good guess.
Right. I mean, that's a cool animal.
Fast.
It's not, right. it's not like you said work. A pig
no,
or
right.
a warthog.
Yeah. Platypus.
A platypus.
Question four. This is multiple choice.
Okay.
Twinkle Kavanaugh. Is she an Alabama politician? Is she an Instagram model? Or is she an award-winning show horse?
Show horse.
I should have went with the horse. Ugh.
Nicole's guess was Instagram model. She is an Alabama politician.
Really? You can get voted in with a name like Twinkle?
Twinkle Kavanaugh.
That's fantastic.
In Alabama, anything is possible. Yeah.
Wow.
And question.
Does she look like a twinkle?
No, she looks more like a rose, I would think.
Really?
Yeah, or a Betsy.
Where did Twinkle come from?
I don't know.
In what state?
Alabama.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Question five. This is where it took an odd turn.
Okay.
How tall is the tallest tree in the world? Although in Nicole's defense, Andy, you struggle sometimes with these.
I'm terrible.
As well.
So I know it's not like a million feet because that's so far away. The tallest tree is probably...
Andy's looking out the window at trees to try to gauge.
Okay, planes fly at 30,000 feet, and it's not nearly that high. So I'm going to say the tallest tree is...
It is tough, right, Nicole?
Yes.
Such an idiot. What the tallest tree is...
You need an answer, Andy.
500 feet tall. Is that even a thing?
Okay, so let's go through Nicole's guesses. Her first guess was 20 feet.
More than that,
Well,
right?
Then she changed it to a mile. Then it was 100 feet. Then it went to a mile. And so we agreed we're going to go with 100 feet for Nicole's guess.
She gave you multiple choice, and you picked the one that was closest.
Well, yeah, trying to help Nicole out here. So you go with 500 feet.
No, that's got to be way too much.
It is a California redwood that is 380 feet.
Yeah,
so
Andy
was closest, yes.
Oh, my God. I did horrible.
You know that the human heart has four chambers, so that's something, Nicole. Unfortunately,
awesome.
Yeah. You did not get more right than Andy. So, Nicole, what do you have to say?
I'm Nicole from Willow Grove, and I am not smarter than Andy.
No, but you are hysterical.
Not by a long shot.
Like, if you're not going to win, though, at least be as much fun as Nicole,
yeah.
Because you were fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for playing, Nicole.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Love you, love your show.
Wake up, wake up. The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Every morning. 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.